弟兄姐妹早上好。
Sister and brother, good morning.
我们很高兴在主日的清晨我们再一次一起来敬拜神。
Very happy that we can get together to worship our Lord.
那我们上个星期一有开始这个新的系列。
Last week we started a new series.
我们讲到属灵的恩赐。
We talk about the spiritual gifts.
那今天我们会继续来看格林多前书第十二章。
We'll continue to study the First Corinthians chapter 12.
来继续的来思想有关属灵恩赐的问题。
And continue to think about spiritual gifts.
以前呢有一个很著名的指挥哈。
And there's a very famous conductor.
那他就去被邀请到一个乐队来带领这个乐队去预备演出。
He was invited to go to the orchestra.
所以在这个练习的过程当中啊。
And during the rehearsal.
那其中呢有一个人是演奏这个短笛的。
And there was one person who was playing the flute.
那他这个短笛呢其实不需要整个过程中都一直在演，他是需要他的时候他就会吹一吹。
And only, the flute only play occasionally.
不过他后来想一想，他说如果呢别人都不演奏我就吹这个短笛呢，还别人还能听见我的声音哈。
And sometimes they say if other people do not play, then if I play, people can hear me.
哎呀，如果这个这个什么其他的乐器一起响的话，大概没有什么人会听到我的声音。
When other instruments all play together, nobody will notice my playing.
所以他决定了 take a break 哈。
So he decided to take a break.
他就开始不再吹他的这个笛子哈。
And that person stopped playing the flute.
然后这个指挥马上就停下来了。
And immediately the conductor stopped.
这个短笛怎么没有声音了
？How come you didn't play?
所以呢？真正懂音乐的人啊，他是听得出来的。
And the person who really understands music will catch it.
所以虽然在这个交响乐队里，有的人是个很显著的一个角色。
And sometimes the orchestra player, some people are playing a major role.
另外一个人呢，可能是一个非常微不足道的角色。
And some other people might not be as visible.
但是每一个角色都有他应该发挥的作用。
But every role is very important.
所以当有一既是一个微小的角色他们还不会发挥他作用的时候怎么样就会影响到整一个交响乐队的演出的效果。
So even the minor role did not play, that will totally affect the whole orchestra.
我想这是交响乐队的情况。
And so this is where we talk about the symphony.
那么同时呢这个也是在教会当中那么弟兄姐妹彼此服侍的一个情况。
And the same time represent how we serve together at church.
属灵的恩赐就是这样。
Spiritual gift is just like that.
所以我们上一次讲到每一个人都有属灵的恩赐。
Last time we talked about every person has a spiritual gift.
就每一个人在教会中都有你应该有的角色。
We all have a role at our church.
当我们有人决定说我不再扮演我的角色。
If you stop, you decide to stop playing your role.
或者我决定我去扮演一个并不属于我的角色。
And or I play a role that does not belong to me.
这个时候就是没有办法有一个和谐的声音在里面。
And we will not have a harmonious voice.
所以呢我们是学习属灵的恩赐就要看看我们自己神给我们的角色是什么。
And so therefore, when we study, we learn about spiritual gifts, we need to know what God has given to us.
所以我们很感谢我们的教会哈。
I'm very thankful our church.
所以为我们的教会来感谢神，因为我们教会虽然不大，但是有很多弟兄姐妹都很乐意参与服事。
And even our church is very small, but so many people are willing to serve together.
所以呢，这样的话，教会就有不一样的面貌。
And so they will have a new face.
就像我们今天这样一个简单单的崇拜。
And even though like a very simple worship.
那很多弟兄姐妹是一个星期都要来准备。
And so there's some of the sister brother actually have to come to play practice every week.
所以不仅是牧师在这里讲道而已。
And now the pastor is preaching.
你看有弟兄姐妹要预备诗歌要带领崇拜。
And there's the people need to lead the worship.
那有人要预备这个电脑的这个PowerPoint 的文件。
And so the prompt is have to operate the video and also the PowerPoint.
还有人负责音响。
And there is the sound system.
等等的很多人的参与才会有今天这样一个。
And so there are so many people participate in order to function.
那还不要想我们所在这个地方是美国教会来帮助我们来预备好。
We also need to know that this is a place that an American church has provided for us.
所以我们几乎就不用操心这个场地的问题。
And we don't even worry about where we need to worship.
所以任何一个事情都是很多弟兄姐妹一起参与的。
So everything is every a sister and brother participate and work together.
所以我们上一次所问到的一个问题就是说我有恩赐吗？
So last time we asked the question, do we or do you have a gift?
那么这个答案是是的，每个人都有恩赐。
The answer is yes, everyone has gifts.
那么今天我们要问的一个问题就是教会真的是需要我吗？
And the second question we're going to ask today is, does the church need us?
好像我们觉得说我并不是一个很重要的人物。
Very often we think we're not important enough.
然后好像我不出现好像也没有人知道一样。
You know, I don't come to church, nobody will know.
但是每一个人在神的计划中都有他应该的角色。
But everybody has a role in God's plan.
好，如果你有圣经的话，我们今天就先来看看这一段经文是在哥林多前书第十二章。
So let's open our Bible, the First Corinthians chapter 12.
那么第四节到第十一节。
Verse 4 to 11.
哥林多前书第十二章第四节到第十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, 4 to 11.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。哥林前书第十二章第四节到第十一节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
There are diversity of gifts.But the same spirit.
执事也有分别，主却是一位。
But there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord.
功用也有分别，神却是一位。
But there are diversity of activities, but the same God who works all in all.
在众人里面运行一切的事。
And so then the God works all in all.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语。
And the one who is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit.
那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit.
又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心。
To another faith by the same Spirit.
还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。
And to another gift of healing by the same Spirit.
又叫一人能行异能。
To another the working of miracles.
又叫一人能做先知。
To another prophecy.
又叫一人能辨别诸灵。
To another discerning of spirits.
又叫一人能说方言。
To another different kinds of tongues.
又叫一人能翻方言。
To another the interpretation of tongues.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
One and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills.
所以在这段经文里，保罗就强调了属灵恩赐，它既有一个多样性，也有一个合一性。
And so we talk about spiritual gifts has a diversity, but also has some kind of unity.
所以我们看这一段经文，保罗列出来很多不同的恩赐。
And in this, Paul has listed many spiritual gifts.
所以我们上一次讲到，我们说每个人都有属灵的恩赐。
We talk about everyone has a spiritual gift.
因为圣灵按照他自己的意思，把恩赐分配给每一个人。
Because the Holy Spirit distributes those spiritual gifts according to His will.
所以这个个人这个词啊。出现了很多次、啊、
So they talk about individual or everyone and occur many times.
所以在第七节就讲到说圣灵显在个人的身上。
And verse 7 talk about the manifestation of spirit.
所以第十一节又讲到说圣灵是随己意分给个人。
And the Holy Spirit distributes those gifts according as he wills.
所以每一个人都有。
Everyone has it.
这里没有说有例外。
And there's no exception.
当圣灵有在我们身上工作的时候
，And the Holy Spirit starts working among us.
他就会把这些恩赐分给我们不同的人。
And he will distribute the spiritual gifts to us.
所以这个恩赐呢是圣灵给我们的。
And spiritual gifts are given by the Holy Spirit.
有人说我可以不可以求恩赐呢
？And sometimes we ask, can we ask more spiritual gifts?
当然是可以求
Of course you can.
但不保证你能够得到
But it's not guarantee you will get it.
但有一个恩赐保罗说你是可以求那个最大的恩赐
And but there is one gift this is the biggest one
那就是爱
It's love.
所以恩赐是圣灵按照自己的意思来分给大家
And the Spirit distributes the gift to, according to his will.
所以不是按照我的意思
Not according to what I want
也不是按照你的意思
Not according to what you want
所以这个不是我们、 可以赚得的东西啊。
It's not something we can earn it.
那么有的时候是圣灵按照他的意思分给我们每个人的。
And sometimes according to his will to given to us.
有的时候我们会常常有一个误解哈。
And very often we have a misunderstanding.
因为我们觉得说，如果圣灵分给人的不同的恩赐，如果一个人的恩赐他很强很好的话。
And sometimes we have this misunderstanding that someone has a very strong spiritual gift.
那是不是说他跟他的属灵就是非常成熟，跟神的关系一定就很好
？That means he's a more spirituality is more mature.
这个是有可能，但是不一定。
That's possible, but not necessarily.
所以属灵的恩赐啊，跟属灵生命的成熟啊，是完全两个不同的概念。
So the spiritual gift does not equal the spiritual maturity.
所以两个呢是不可以不要混淆起来哈。
And let's not to mix them together.
所以上帝可以用任何的人、任何的事可以达到他的目的。
And God can use any person and anything to achieve.
那我们在读旧约圣经，特别是中文的主日学，在读以赛亚书的时候
，And so we were the Chinese group studying the Isaiah.
他们就会问到，为什么神会用这些邪恶的国家来惩罚、啊、以色列人呢
？And why God use some of the evil countries to punish Israel？
哎，神可以用任何的人、任何的事。
And God can use anything and any people.
我们看到旧约里面。有一个先知叫巴兰的，对不对
？And in the New Old Testament, we talk about this prophet Balaam.
那么，上帝可以借着巴兰来讲预言的。
And so God used Balaam to prophesy.
他讲的预言是神亲自所说的。
And that his prophecy was coming from the Lord.
是真实的。
And it's true.
但是呢，他最后得到的下场是什么
？But do you know what happened to him?
因为他是一个违背神心意的先知
，because he did not obey the Lord，
不是一个真正的先知
，he is not a real prophet。
那最后他得到的下场是神的惩罚
，and he was punished by the Lord。
所以，我们这个告诉我们一个概念：神使用我们是神给我们的恩典
，and God gives the God uses is God's gift to us。
当我们使用我们的恩赐，看到神的祝福的时候，哈
，and God gives those the gifts and God start using us，
特别要小心
，and we have to be very very careful，
不要就以为很骄傲说，既然神使用我，那我应该没有问题的了
，and we do not need to be prideful because God is using me，
要小心我们跟神的关系
，we have to be careful about our relationship with the Lord，
你要小心我们怎么样行事为人。可以蒙神的喜悦。
And how we act, how we behave to pleasing God.
所以圣灵将恩赐分给不同的信徒。
And the Spirit given the spiritual gift to each one of us.
所以他的目的啊，不是为了我们自己哈。
And the purpose is not for us.
所以目的有两个。
And there's two purposes.
那在上一次我们讲过，在十二章的第三节，他讲到第一个目的是为什么？是为了使耶稣人。所有其他的人可以承认耶稣是主。
And the first one is in verse 3 talk about so the people can say, yes, Jesus is the Lord.
那么这一段经文的第七节则讲到这个目的是叫人得益处。
And the verse 7 talk about is the profit of all.
所以呢是两个目的啊。
And there are two purposes here.
一个是见证耶稣是主。
One is testify Jesus is the Lord.
另外一个目的就是要别人得到益处。
And the second one is to benefit others.
所以恩赐呢不是用来啊服侍我们自己的。
And the spiritual gift is not serving us.
来服侍我们其他人。
It's serving others.
所以这个属灵的恩赐啊跟世界上我们的概念完全是不一样。
And this spiritual gift is totally has a different concept than the world.
那我们如果有什么能力，有什么才干的话，我们都会用这些东西呢来赚得自己的利益。
And we have the talents, we often we try to benefit ourselves.
但是偏偏是圣灵所带给我们属灵的恩赐，是为了别人的益处。
Every spiritual gift is try to benefit others.
那你会想，哇，都是为别人的益处，那我自己不就亏了吗
？And so if you think about, oh, we just want to benefit others, so what do I get?
不是这样子，弟兄姐妹。
Not necessarily.
也在这个世界上啊，有很多人会想利用我们的哈。
And very often on this earth, a lot of people want to use us.
你看家里的那个电话哈，会常常接到很多人打广告的，对不对
？And so you will receive a lot of phone calls. It's advertisement.
哎，他会告诉你要卖给你各种各样的东西啊，要推销任何的东西啊。
There's a lot of sales.
他是要达到他的目的的。
And they want to accomplish their goals.
所以我们都特别小心说。不小心就会被人利用了，对不对？
And very often we have to be very cautious, otherwise we'll be used by others.
弟兄姐妹，只有我们的身上的恩赐是被神使用的时候，
However, our gifts only can be used by the Lord.
你才觉得你不是被别人利用的。
So you will never feel that you're using by others.
你才真正体会到你人生的价值。
You can really taste your, the value of your life.
弟兄姐妹，我再讲一遍哈。
I'm going to say it again.
所以呢，我们每个人呢，使用恩赐来服侍神、服侍教会的时候，
When we use our gift to serve people, serve church,
我们是最容易从当中得到最大的满足。
We are the one who receive the satisfaction.
因为什么？因为是神使用我们。
Because God is using us.
是当神，我们被神使用的时候，我们才会觉得不会被利用的、
And when God's using us, we never feel that we're using by others.
你如果是被人来使用的话，
And if other people use you,
那就要特别小心。
And you have to be very, very careful.
你不知道什么时候被人利用了。
And you never know what's going to happen.
这是这个世界怎么样去运作的。
And this is how the world runs.
所以呢，这看到说我们每个人都有恩赐。
Everyone has a gift.
但是这个恩赐是来自圣灵给我们的。
But it's given by the Holy Spirit.
不是我们可以随便求来的。
We cannot just ask for it.
也不是我们赚得的。
And it's not what we earn.
它的目的呢，不是为了我们自己。
And purpose is not for us.
乃是为了教会。
It's for the church.
那在这个服事的当中，我们得到最大的满足。
And through the service, we will benefit the most.
所以不但每个人都有恩赐，而且每个人恩赐呢是不一样的。
And besides, we all have a gift, and all gifts are different.
所以呢，这个多种恩赐呢，可以满足不同的需要。
Different gifts can meet different needs.
我们看到从第九节开始，保罗在这里一共讲了大概有九种不同的恩赐。
And from verse 9, talk about 9 different gifts.
那么第八节的这个恩赐呢，是有关言语的。
And talk about the verse 8, talk about the language, the words.
那么最后的两种恩赐呢，也是讲有关言语方面的恩赐。
And the last two also talk about the word, or like a tongues and prophecy.
那中间这几种特别的恩赐是保罗所提到的。
And there's the one in the middle that Paul emphasized.
所以这些的恩赐呢，并不是一个最完整的这个完整的清单哈。
And this is not a complete list.
那么我们的这个属灵的恩赐在圣经里面大概讲起来，大概有超过二十几种。
And in the Bible, actually, there's more than 20 spiritual gifts.
但是可能还会更多。
And probably even more.
那么这么多种不同的恩赐，
And so many spiritual gifts.
它的目的就是为了满足不同的需要。
And it's to satisfy the needs.
那么每个人所有的恩赐都是不一样的。
And we have a different spiritual gift.
这就为什么我们在教会里会需要不同的人都要一起来参与。
And that's why we need different people to participate together.
那这种属灵恩赐的多样性哈，
And we talk about the diversity of a spiritual gift.
是神在我们当中一个美好的心意。
This is a, he's a beautiful, wealth among us.
那么在美国生活的话，一个非常有特色的事情是什么呢？
And there's a very special thing in this country.
就是这个 potluck.
A potluck.
那么我们常常聚会的是。时候会有 potluck 这种聚餐的方式。
When we get together, we very often we have a potluck.
因为每一家呢可以做不同的菜。
And every family bring a dish.
那每个人做的菜这个特色都不一样。
And every family has a different dish.
那么大家凑在一起的话。
And we would get together.
那么，这个就是风味不一样。
And so it's just we can taste different.
可以吃到各种不同的风味的东西。
So we can taste different ones.
所以呢。在美国这是非常受欢迎的一种聚餐的方式。
One of the very popular ways to get together.
那我们在美国的生活经验也告诉我们哈。
And in this country, our experience tells us.
当这个多样化的时候。
And when there's a diversity.
哎呀，这个就对消费者是最好的。
And it's really good for the consumer.
那么我们觉得说哦，这样多样可以有一些竞争啊，可以比较什么。
So when there's a diversity, there's a competition.
所以我们会担心哦，这样会不会有竞争。
And so we're worried about would that be a competition among us.
但是属灵的恩赐是不一样的。
And spiritual gifts is totally different.
没有竞争。
There's no competition.
这里保罗讲到说虽然恩赐有分别，在第四节。
And even though verse 4 talk about their different gifts.
那么圣灵却是一位。
But the Holy Spirit is only one.
执事也有分别。
And the work is different.
主却是一位。
But there's only one same
Lord. 这里的主是指的耶稣基督。
But here talk about Jesus Christ.
那么第六节讲的功用也有分别。
But there's diversity of activities.
神却是一位。
But they're only same Lord.
所以这里面讲到三位一体的神，非常清楚。
And talk about God very, very clearly.
所以真正的合一性是在三位一体的神的神性当中。
In Trinity God we united together is a unity.
所以恩赐跟恩赐之间是彼此不会是竞争的，是互补的。
And the gifts actually is not competition but actually complement each other.
但是有人会问，那会不会有人他两个恩赐完全是一样的呢？
But do you sometimes ask maybe two people have exactly same gifts?
可能有相同的恩赐。
But maybe there's a similar gifts.
但是每个人都是不一样的。
But everyone is different.
所以这个恩赐当会表现出来也会有不同的效果。
And so there will be a different effect to different people.
如果一个教会真的有两个完全相同的恩赐的话，
If it's true that two people have identical gifts,
那说明什么？
What does that mean?
说明这个教会真的是需要这样子的。
And maybe the church really needs people like that.
而且不单是我们看到这个教会，
Not only the church.
我们看到神的国度。
And we also see God's kingdom.
所以当看到恩赐的时候，不光看到说我只能在这里做，
And not only we see we can serve in the church.
而我们看到说是整个神的国度那个样的，是有多少恩赐都是不足够来服侍的。
And so that we see God's kingdom, we need so many gifts to serve.
所以呢，这个面是非常的广泛。
And so we can see it's very, very broad.
所以恩赐的目的是用来造就教会。
The purpose of gifts is to benefit profit of all churches.Help the church.
所以丰富多彩的恩赐啊，就会帮助我们这个教会会更健康的成长。
So that the diversity will help the church even grow more healthier.
所以我们应该鼓励弟兄姐妹更多的来参与。
So we need to encourage people to participate more.
如果教会里只有一种恩赐的话，
The church only has one gift.
这个就麻烦了哈。
So we have a problem.
比如说如果所有的人呢都会都只会唱歌不会弹琴的话，
we have everybody just can sing without playing the instrument.
那好了，那我们这个就只有唱歌的没有弹琴的了。
So we only sing the singing without any instrument.
那所以呢，神给我们搭配不同的恩赐。
So God gives us different gifts so we can work together.
所以这样的话呢，就可以让我们在教会里面各种各样的需要都可以得到满足。
So we can meet different needs.
可能有人说我真的不知道我会有什么恩赐。
And sometimes people ask, I really don't know what kind of gifts I have.
这个没有关系哈。
So it's okay.
你是不知道，但是你肯定有。
I mean, you might not know, but you definitely have.
我们可以花时间慢慢的去一点点思考。
And so we can spend some time trying to really find out.
只要去自己的去认真的去挖掘，我们肯定会找到我们身上所有的恩赐。
If you really seriously try to discover, you will find it.
可能很多的时候你觉得自己的恩赐好像不算什么事情哈。
And sometimes this is not really important gift.
但是这是一个不起眼的技能和不起眼的一个能力都可以被神所用的。
Maybe very invisible, however, will be used, can be used by the Lord.
那在南美曾经有一个教会的话，我去看他们当中有一些是讲客家话的一些个老华侨哈。
And so in South America, I have a visit. They people speak 客家话。
那么他们既不会当地的语言，他们也不会讲国语的。
They do not know Mandarin nor their local language.
那他们的教会。当有讲国语的人来的时候，居然这些人也可以服侍这些人，他们就做了很多好吃的菜给他们。
And so those people, even they don't understand Mandarin, but they can serve them by cooking food for them.
虽然他没有办法跟这些新来的讲国语的人沟通。
And sometimes they cannot communicate with the people who speak Mandarin.
但是他们的爱心可以让别人感受到。
But the people can sense their love.
哎，他们煮了非常好吃的菜哈。
They cook a lot of very good dishes.
哎，因为那个当地的菜也是很有意思哈。
And so local food is very interesting.
哎，他们煮的有些菜我都从来没吃过的哈。
And some of the food I've never tasted before.
所以呢，我想其实我们有不同的方式可以真的将基督的爱能在我们的生命当中活出来。
So we can manifest God's love through our serving.
所以教会每个人都有恩赐，但每个人的恩赐也都不一样。
So church that everyone has a gift, our gifts may be different.
所以当每个人都把他的恩赐发挥出来的时候，教会就可以得到一个完全哈。
So if we are able to potential our gifts, our church will be complete.
所以那就是一个很和谐很完美的情况。
It's very very harmonized.
我希望我们的教会也可以做到这一点哈。
So hopefully our church.
所以这里大概列出了差不多有在罗马书第十二章
and seeing that we list a lot of spiritual gifts,
包括哥林多前书第十二章哈
and the first Corinthians chapter 12,
那么在以弗所书第四章
and Ephesians chapter 4,
那么在彼得前书第四章都有讲过属灵的恩赐
and first Peter chapter 4, all talk about spiritual gifts,
那么总共讲了差不多有二十几种的恩赐
and talk about more than 20 spiritual gifts,
那这我想这还不是一个完全的 list 哈。
I feel like this is not even complete.
那么神还可能会给你有的恩赐是不在这个清单上的。
And God has sometimes give you the gifts that might be on the list.
那么神给我们这些恩赐的目的就是来建造我们的教会。
And the purpose to have those gifts is to help and to serve our church.
所以呢，不但是每个人都有恩赐。
So besides, everyone has spiritual gifts.
每个人有不同的恩赐。
We have different gifts.
那么最重要是没有一个人。囊括所有的恩赐。
And so not one person will have all the spiritual gifts.
所以呢，每一个信徒在这个教会里面都有他一个特殊的角色。
And every believer that has a special role in the church.
所以当我们这个角色呢，神给我们的角色，我们可以扮演的完美的时候。
If we can really do well that the role that God has given to us.
那就是神在我们的心意啊。可以得到满足。
So his heart will be completed by what we're doing.
你可能会想，为什么会是这样子哈
？But why is that?
那么神既然是这么慷慨的把恩赐给别人
，And so God is so generous to giving the spiritual gift to others.
那干脆就把所有的恩赐都给我们好了嘛
？And so why doesn't he give all the spiritual gift to one person.
比如说 Anderson 他比较喜欢服侍哈。
And Anderson likes to serve.
我们把所有的恩赐都给他，让他做就好了。
And let's give all the spiritual gifts to Anderson, so let him do the other job.
没有，神不是这样子做。
And God does not want to do that.
神就是把恩赐分给我们不同的人。
And God has distributed all the gifts to different people.
我想这是他的一个非常美好的心意。
And that's his heart.
让我们在服侍的过程，我们学习。怎么样会欣赏别人
？And so during the service that we can enjoy and actually other people.
我们学习怎么样能够跟别人一起合作
？And we learn how to work with other people.
那这个是我们属灵生命成长一个必不可少的功课。
This is essential for spiritual growth.
所以以前有一个姐妹她出了车祸哈。
And this one time, this one sister had a car accident.
于是很多人都去帮助她。
And a lot of people went to help her.
哎。有的人呢就特别有这个智慧的言语
and people has a word of wisdom
哎人家讲出来的话就非常的让对方感觉非常的舒服是不是
and the words were really comforting her
哎呀我就非常羡慕这些人哈
and sometimes really envious those people
人家讲了几句话那么对方就会觉得哎呀很舒服哈
and sometimes they only say few words and really able to comfort others
哎有的时候不会讲话讲了两句话的话对方就觉得更受伤害哈
and so there are people who are does not have that gift actually hurt others.
所以我们知道有些人会有这种智慧的言语去。
And so we know some people have a word of wisdom.
那么这些人就去安慰他了。
And they know how to comfort her.
那有些人呢特别有帮助别人的恩赐。
And there are people with a gift of helping.
非常的热心。
And so they're very zealous.
哎他们就可以去帮助他做处理各种各样的事情。
And they will help her to handle a lot of issues.
哎，有些人知道关于这个汽车的问题，有些人知道关于保险的问题等等。
So there are people who know the car problem with the insurance.
所以呢，这样每个人就大家都去帮助他，我想，哎呀，这个姐妹一下就感到什么？哎呀，真的教会非常的温暖。
So everyone went to help her, so she feel very comfortable, feel the church is so warm and loving.
所以当我们这样彼此搭配的时候啊
，So when we serve all together,
所以教会就是一个非常和谐、非常美满的情况。
It's very beautiful and harmonized.
所以呢，不要说，哎呀，我好像很微不足道哈。
And don't think I'm the invisible and not important.
No, 教会是缺你不可的。
And you're indispensable.
因为神把你放在这个教会里，就有他一个美好的心意。
Because God has placed you here, and that there is a reason for it.
而且呢，他就给你一个特别的角色。
And he gives you your special role.
而这个角色缺了你呢，就没有别人可以替代的。
And then nobody can replace you.
所以呢，我们就是能够鼓励弟兄姐妹来个参与。
So we encourage each other and to continue to participate.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹有参与的心。
And when we have a heart willing to participate.
那么教会呢，也是来帮助他们来一起的参与的服事。
So the church will also need to encourage them to serve.
所以我就非常感谢主，我们教会就有一个很好的气氛哈。
And so our church has a very special, very good phenomenon.
Yeah, 我们很多的领袖都非常鼓励大家来参与服事。
Our leaders really encourage people to participate in serving.
来参加崇拜。
And come to the worship.
带领我们的崇拜。
And to lead the worship.
然后我们鼓励弟兄们一起来参与教会的各种的事工。
And we need to participate all different types of the ministries.
所以当我们一起将我们的这些能力摆在神的面前的时候
，So when we lay out all our spiritual gifts in front of the Lord，
所以我们很容易就看到神的祝福在里面。
And we can see the God's blessing us。
所以当我们在看到神的祝福的时候
，So when we see God's blessing，
那个就是一个对我们使用神的恩赐一个最大的回馈了。
And that is the best feedback we can give back to the Lord。
那以前加州这个伯克利大学的这个他在做一个研究项目。
And the Berkeley University was studying something.
那他的这个研究项目呢，是关于这个这个天体啊，这个星球各种各样的这个天文数据的处理。
And it's talk about astronomical data.
但是他那些个数据呢，非常的多，非常的庞大。
And there's a lot of data, so it's very too much.
那他根本就没有办法。那么这个学校的这个电脑根本没有那个能力处理这么多的数据。
And the computer actually is not able to even handle all those numbers.
后来他们当中有一个人想了一个办法。
And one person thought about this.
他们想的办法是什么？他就说你把这个这个不同人家里的这个电脑啊，这个功能能够利用起来。
And so let's use different people's their computers and put it together.
那每个人家庭都有电脑，于是他们就是邀请。有没有这个人乐意哈、啊、来自愿的参与这个项目
？So they ask people to volunteer to participate this project.
所以呢，很多人就来自愿的参加。
So many people volunteered.
所以用家里的电脑只需要从他这个学校里面下载一个很小的数据。
So each family will only need to download just a very small portion of the data.
那么处理之后，把这个数据再送回去。
After they take care of it and they will send it back.
然后他们再把数据汇总起来。
And then they will conclude or summarize all the data.
那么结果呢，他们这样处理的结果呢，就是做完这个项目之后，他们就可以把这个数据汇总起来。
And so after that, they were able to summarize all the data.
所以这本来是一个不可能实现的一个项目。
In the beginning, it was impossible a project.
因为它的数据远远超过他们当时这个电脑所能够处理的能力。
The data in the original was much more than the computer was able to handle.
但是当成千上万个家庭，每一个家庭自己的电脑都可以处理小小的一部分 data 的时候
，Thousands of families actually participated in the project. They handled the small amount of data.
所以这个不可能。实现的啊这样的一个这个项目就可以完成。
Impossible become possible.
所以教会真的需要我吗
？And does church really need me?
所以今天我们从三个方面来思想这个命题、啊。
And today we think about three different areas of the gifts.
所以我们想到说每个人都有属灵的恩赐。
We know everyone has a spiritual gift.
我们每个人都有不同的属灵的恩赐。
And we all have different spiritual gifts.
而且没有一个人我们囊括了所有的恩赐。
And not one has all the gifts.
所以这就是说，圣灵借着他的心意告诉我们，我们大家要一起参与神的工作。
The Holy Spirit is teaching us all of us and need to work together.
所以神给我们在教会一个很特别的角色。
And so God has given us a special role in the church.
这个角色除了你以外，其他的人是不可以期待的。
And it's an irreplacement role in our church.
所以我们不要忽视了我们在教会可以做的事情。
And do not.Neglect the things that we can do in our church.
主所托付我们的。
And this is God has entrusted.
圣灵所给我们的恩赐。
And Holy Spirit has given to us.
非常宝贵的东西。
Very, very, precious.
我不知道你们家里头最宝贵的东西是什么。
What's the most precious thing in your home?
那么你把那最宝贵的东西放在哪里呢？
And where do you place those, precious things?
有一个人呢，他家里最宝贵的东西啊。这个很，他们家比较有钱一点。
And this one person is very wealthy.
所以这个太太呢，她最宝贵的东西是一套这个珍珠项链。
And so his wife has this the pearl necklace.
这个珍珠项链呢，不是一般的珍珠项链。
It's not the ordinary pearls.
因为现在很多地方可以自己人工养珍珠了嘛。
And sometimes you can cultivate pearls.
所以那个珍珠变得非常非常便宜了。
And so the pearl can be very cheap.
但是它的所有的珍珠啊，都是天然的长成的。
But those pearls that she has is all the natural pearls.
而且呢，它都是经过非常的精选，非常的大，非常的光泽，非常的好。
And it's very big and has a beautiful light and is particularly selected.
所以呢，她花了很高的价钱买了之后呢，他只有在这个非常重要的场合才会戴上它。
She spent a lot of money to purchase this necklace, and but she only wears it whenever it's a special occasion.
哎，有这样的节日啊、聚会啊，他都会戴上，别人都看到哇，这个套项链非常的好，价值连城。
So she wears that as a special occasion, and people can see it.
那他这套项链应该放哪里呢？
But what do you, where do you think that she needs to place the necklace?
他想，我如果放在我的这个化妆盒里面哈。
If I just put it on my makeup box.
但是那个贼要是一来的话，他首先就偷你这个化妆盒里的东西哈。
So the thief will take my makeup box.
他因为知道那里面是比较值钱的东西嘛。
And knowing there's some valuable stuff there.
他想，要不然我就放在保险箱里面。
How about I put it in the safe?
保险箱里那也知道，人一看首先就奔那保险箱嘛，是不是？
Box,
他后来想一个很好的办法。
So she thought about something.
哎，他放在啊，他这个椅子有一个椅子里面。
And she also has a chair. Put it inside the chair.
这个椅子里面呢有一个特别的小抽屉哈。
And a little drawer inside the chair.
那么如果你不注意的话，你是不会发现的。
If you don't pay attention, you're not going to find it.
所以这个太太她就把她最宝贵的珍珠项链就放在这个椅子里面。
So this person she put the most treasured necklace in that chair.
这个贼来偷的时候，他都找不到了。
And so the thief come will not find it.
他想这回呢非常保险。
So now it's safe.
没有问题。
No problem.
不过他有一次，他后来他就过了时间太久了哈。
And for is the time passed for so long.
他自己后来年纪大了，他也记不得事情了。
So she was growing older. She doesn't remember things.
那么他要开始要搬到这个一个更小的地方住，他自己不能照顾自己，他就要处理他的家具。
So she needs to move to a smaller place, so she needs to take care of the extra furniture.
结果她那椅子就给卖掉了。
So she sold that chair to somebody else.
所以她的珍珠项链跟那椅子的一起被卖给别人了。
So then she lost her pearl necklace as well.
她就不知道了。
And she totally forgot.
一个非常宝贵的东西。
And it's a very treasured thing.
所以呢，当忘记的时候，然后怎么样？就丢失了。
And when you forget, then you just lose it.
所以属灵的恩赐也是一样。
Spiritual gifts is the same way.
所以我们不要忘记说我有恩赐。
And do not forget we have a spiritual gift.
而且说不要忘记说我要使用我的恩赐。
And don't forget that we need to use it.
你可以有各种各样的理由不去用这些恩赐。
And you might have all the excuse not to using it.
当你不去使用的时候，你的恩赐怎么样？你的恩赐就没有了。
And when you don't use it, what will happen to your spiritual gift?
就丢失的了。
You will lose it.
所以弟兄姐妹，神给我们这么宝贵的东西。
And God has given so many treasure things.
希望我们都非常的珍惜。
And so we can really treasure it.
能够在 我们的生命中能够使用出来。
So we can use the spiritual gifts in our life.
那个就是对我们人生一个最大的满足。
And this is the highest satisfaction of our life.
今天我们的第二讲就讲到这里，下一次我们会继续讲到属灵恩赐的系列。
And next time we will continue to the series spiritual gifts.
我们会讲到说我们应该怎么样看待我们的属灵恩赐。
How do we take look at our spiritual gifts?
愿神祝福他的话语。
And God bless His words.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Brother, we just thank you for your blessing.
因为你是赐生命的神。
You give the life to us.
你是赐恩典的神。
You give the blessing.
主，你将属灵的恩赐啊，真是丰丰富富赐给我们。
You have given your spiritual gifts abundantly.
是让我们弟兄姐妹能够在生命中能够珍惜，能够使用。
So we can treasure them and also use them.
也愿我们属灵的恩赐能够在我们的生命中能够彰显出来。
And we can use it to glorify your name.
能够来见证主耶稣基督的荣美。
And to testify the Jesus Lord's beauty.
能够帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
And to serve and help our sisters and brothers.
在生命当中一起的成长。
And we can grow together.
我们谢谢你的看顾跟保守。
We want to thank you for your guidance and the protection.
愿主你看顾、祝福、保守我们在座的每一位。
And continue to take care of every one of us here.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Lord. Amen.
Amen.